This is real news. Where is it? I'm Peter Laufer, co-director of the University of Oregon UNESCO Crossings Institute. So I'm pleased to welcome to Real News my colleague at the University of Oregon School of Journalism and Communication, Professor Tao Lee. And the reason why, Tao, that I thought it would be good for us to talk is because, in addition to being a lawyer, one of your specialties is the study of strategic and organizational communication. And so it seems, since that's what you are specifically investigating and interrogating, you might be able to help those who are trying to sort out in the popular press what's believable and what has no credibility, even if it's packaged well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's very relevant and also a pretty profound question that we encounter these days, the changing landscape because of the technology, but also the political polarization. So there are so many different aspects to this. There can be some scientific knowledge that can be vital to us for our survival, like vaccines, the effectiveness of vaccines, and even the causes of the pandemic. And everything nowadays seems to be pretty mixed, like even pretty purely scientific knowledge is all the time, most of the time, intertwined with political interpretations. And then a lot of different opinions or perspectives are advanced under the guise of sometimes political difference or perspective differences. But I think probably the first step that we can think of is to try to make a clear distinction between the area where many different opinions can validly exist versus there should be some kind of clear guidance as to what should be perceived as the objective knowledge. That's, I think, probably where the scientific, purely scientific knowledge exists and where our interpretation can kick in.
And so when that is the case, when there is that dividing line that you describe between the objective and the interpretive, there is this third aspect that has been injected so successfully and cleverly and diabolically into the popular consciousness, and that is those who, for whatever reason, troublemaking, politics, money, whatever it is, are absolutely manipulating the media in order to make people either question what they perceive as true or actually believe something that isn't true. So how, from a strategic and organizational communication perspective, can we help people who are susceptible to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, pretty profound question and very challenging question. There are no easy way to actually address that to the best of knowledge at the moment. But I think for strategic reasons, I mean, the responsible people or organizations or institution should keep trying to more strategically communicate what should be told in a very carefully and strategically crafted way, not just sending a lot of information, dumping a lot of information under the name of transparency. Instead of doing that, make things more comprehensible and try to set up so many different viable options to communicate with the people. What do institutions or people who deceive the society does well is really actually pretty good strategic communication.
So it's a matter of packaging. So if we look at this as good guys and bad guys, the bad guys are good packagers, and you're suggesting the good guys should do a better job of packaging?
I think one of the things that we can do, like if we assume hypothetically our government or let's say some international organizations who are trying to minimize the impact of pandemic. One thing that we can definitely start is better communication plans. And that's what we've been trying to establish through our communication studies and research. But at the same time, it also depends on the public's efforts. I mean, I'm not trying to say that we should enlighten people, but I mean, public themselves should be aware of that they themselves are the actual and the final consumer and final arbiter who will decide what's wrong or what's right. And in that regard, I mean, I think probably it would be best. I mean, I'm working at a college. So for example, for all the students or even for all the employees, just step back and then think more calmly to determine where we are, what I am looking for or what I wanna see. Because I mean, people who are consuming those online information that are fabricated, they are trying to find those information because that's what they wanna hear, that's what they wanna see. So
people like their preconceived notions reinforced.
They just wanna strengthen that. And that's the way how so many of us is doing in terms of information seeking. So there is a huge challenge actually. I mean, if people are already predetermined to find what they just wanna hear and see. I mean, the strategic communication efforts from institutions or organizations have limitations in that regard. But still, I think what we can do, I mean, if we think about, think from the perspective of organizations or institutions, we can still try to convey in a lot more approachable way. But at the same time, we should be also be aware of the fact that, oh, people are, I mean, for some reasons, there are so many different explanations, but people themselves are not listening the objective voice. They are trying to go toward the polarized worldview.
So, and that perhaps what they already believe. So the message is, am I correct? The onus is on the news consumer to be aware of the susceptibilities that they may have and to be a critical thinker regarding what is coming at them from news media and other sources.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I think this is really a pretty philosophical and fundamental question, because what I'm trying to say is that in some sense, everyone needs to be a little doubtful about themselves. Like they should be brave or courageous enough to doubt oneself in some cases. Without that kind of courage, they will just pursue whatever they want to hear and see. And I think that's actually what's been happening in this world for a long time, but more strongly in recent years.
No question. Really ideal device and really ideal advice from Professor Taeho Lee at our School of Journalism and Communication here at the University of Oregon. Professor, thank you for joining us here on Real News.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Real News. Where is it? I'm Peter Laufer, co-director of the University of Oregon UNESCO Crossings Institute. Join us again for more on Real News.